I'm sick. Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor in the house? Oh, two doctors. Very good. Thank you. All right. What's my old ticker say?
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. I feel like $1 million plus tax. You guys really? Okay, check the ear real fast. Okay. You can see right through, right? Thank you. I'm all better now. What do you guys want? What kind of payment? How can I pay you?
Horsey.
Horsey?
Horsey.
Oh, you want a horsey back ride for your payment? Okay. Here we go. Jump on, guys. Jump on. Hurry. Hurry. While we're young. Here we go. There we are. It's a good thing I don't pay Dr. Fishman like this.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
If you're happy and you know it, dust your stuff. If you're happy and you know it, dust your stuff. If it's dusty and you know it, then ceramic's gonna show it. If you're happy and you know it, dust your stuff.
Yeah. Hey, hey.
Hi.
Oh, let me take a wild guess. You stopped at the mall after school, huh?
We had to buy gifts for Kathy's shower tonight.
Your friend Kathy Santoni is getting married?
She's already married. She's having a baby.
What? She's still in high school.
I know. She's getting extra credit for it in home ec.
I can't believe that little kid is having a little kid. How did that happen?
Dad, it's time you and Grandpa had that talk.
We had that talk. Did we have that talk?
We had that talk.
Good.
Oh, and after the shower, Kimmy and I are going to go over to Steve's new apartment.
Okay.
See ya.
Have a nice... Freeze! Steve's apartment? Steve? Our Steve? That guy who sticks to you like a snail to a building? He has his own apartment?
Dad, he's in college. He wanted his independence.
Well, I'm not so sure that you should be allowed in a boy's apartment without some kind of supervision. Like an armed guard.
Well, don't worry, T-Bone. I'll be there.
That's a comfort.
Come on, Dad. It's just a place to hang out. I'll be home at 11, I promise.
Okay. You can go, but I want you back at 11 on the dot, okay?
Okay.
My soul is at peace. I am like a dove.
What's he doing?
Listening to his inner tranquility tapes. Watch this. Nothing. He's totally gone. Not that he's ever really been here.
I am a yolk in the egg of life. Not poached. Over easy.
Yeah, stupid side up.
Well, how do you get him out of it?
Simple, you have to change the message. Watch this. I am a tranquil idiot.
I am a tranquil... Hey, come on. I'm trying to escape from the pressures of everyday life.
Thought that's why you watched Beavis and Butthead.
Bunnies.
Michelle.
Hey. Hey, Shorty, how you doing?
Terrible. My teacher said Monday is hobby day, and I don't have a hobby.
You have lots of hobbies. You go to school. You brush your teeth. Clip your toenails, all right, not the coolest of hobbies.
What's your hobby, Uncle Jesse?
Well, I have lots of hobbies. For instance, this week I'm going to be working in the backyard. I'm going to cement the driveway.
Cementing? That's going to be my new hobby.
Michelle, wait a second. You know, cementing is pretty complicated work. I don't think that's a good hobby for you. Or you.
Yeah. Nuts. I was this close to having a hobby.
Honey, how come you're cementing the driveway? I thought you told Danny you were going to get estimates.
Well, I did. I happen to be the lowest bidder. Well, look, I'll run a cement truck, and with the help of my tranquil pal over here, we'll get the thing done at a fraction of the cost.
All right, I'm there for you, buddy.
All right, thanks, buddy. Let's go rent the cement truck.
All right, I got shotgun.
Oh.
Well, this is it. What do you think?
Whoa, this is so cool. I can't believe I know someone with their own place.
I know, isn't it great? I've got total freedom. Watch this. I can stand on the coffee table. I can have ice cream for dinner. Ready? Watch this. This is my dinner. And check this out. Ready? I could crank up the stereo as loud as I want, whenever I want. I can plank it way down whenever that guy wants.
Congratulations, I love it. Where's your roommate?
Oh, he's at the library studying. Where's Kimmy?
Oh, she couldn't make it.
Oh. So, I guess we're alone.
So, what do you want to do?
I don't know. We can do whatever we want. We've got total freedom. It doesn't get any darker.
I know.
So, what's wrong?
I don't know. Something just doesn't feel right.
Oh, well, look, that's because you're sitting on my golf shoe. Sorry.
Well, that helps a bit, but that's not it.
Deej, what's the matter? We can finally be alone without your father barging in, or your sisters, or your uncle, or your dog. You know, you have a lot of people living in that house.
I'm sorry. I know that we've always wanted more freedom, but now that we have it, it's just a little scary. Maybe we can take things a little slower.
Okay. No problem.
You?
No, Deej, I'm kidding. We could just hang out. It's cool. You know, I like just being here with you.
Thank you.
So, you want to watch a video?
Sure. What do you have?
I've got Terminator or Indecent Proposal. Terminator.
Terminator.
Yeah. Buddy, we are going to save so much money by cementing this driveway ourselves. Two buddies doing manly cement work, huh?
I'm there, buddy.
All right. Check out these figures.
Okay, run them by me. Just so happens I'm wearing my multifunctional digital data watch. Throw them at me.
Loving it, loving it. All right, let's crunch some numbers here. Take the cost of the truck rental for one day, plus the cost of the cement, add tools, equipment, plus the cost of labor, which is Zipola. And what's the grand total?
I don't know, but it took you 9 seconds to say all that. I'll get it.
Hey, guys, I'm really worried about DJ. She was supposed to be home at 11 o'clock, and it's already past midnight.
It is?
Oh, man. I should have never let her go. What kind of father am I?
Oh, Danny, you're a great father. It's a big deal. Just call her. Where is she?
She's at Steve's new apartment. I don't have the number.
What? What kind of father are you?
All right, guys, just settle down. She went out with Kimmy, right?
Yeah.
So let's just call over at the Gibblers and find out what's going on.
That's good thinking. Okay.
Oh, nasty! Yellow!
Yeah, hi, Kimmy. It's Mr. Tanner. I'm looking for DJ. I thought you were with her at Steve's apartment.
parents wouldn't let me in a boy's apartment unsupervised. They have rules, you know. What kind of father are you?
I don't have time for this, all right? Just give me the number.
Okay, okay. Hang on there, teabag. Boy, somebody's trapdoor is buttoned too tight. Buns of steel. Ah, here it is. Okay, 555-6410.
Okay, thank you.
But don't bother calling her.
Why not?
Steve's phone isn't hooked up yet.
Give her. I want it right away. Just hurry up.
Wait, I think I have his address somewhere. Hang on.
Right now, I'll talk to your parents. I'll get grounded. I don't care if you're not my kid. Get me that address right now.
I'll be back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's 1 o'clock. I gotta get home.
I'll drive you.
I hope my dad didn't wait up.
He did.
Dad, what are you doing here?
I'm trying to remember the name of my chiropractor.
Dr. Shembeckwa?
Thanks. Now it's my turn. What are you doing here?
Well, you know, it's the funniest thing.
You're going to laugh when you hear it. Well, I bet you I won't.
Dad, I'm so sorry. We were watching a movie and we fell asleep. It will never happen again.
You're right. It will never happen again. Because you're not allowed over here anymore. This place is off limits from now on.
Dad, that's totally unfair.
Totally unfair? You want to know what's totally unfair? A parent who stays up half the night worrying about his daughter. That's unfair.
Dad, you're blowing this way out of proportion.
Way out of proportion? You see a SWAT team with me? You see helicopters circling the building? You see the bat signal out there? I don't.
Okay, okay, Dad. I said I was sorry.
And I said, let's go.
Family.
So, Lurch, Gomez, you actually finished the driveway.
I gotta admit, I had my doubts, but assuming that this thing hardens, I'd say you did an excellent job.
Well, Beck, do you have something to say about our fine handiwork?
Oh, well, what can I say, honey? It's really flat.
Yeah, all the good ones are.
Hey, guys, how's it going? We fell asleep. I'm gonna go talk to DJ.
Okay, I'd say it's time for my midday pre-dust spot cleaning.
Danny, you're not gonna eavesdrop on him, are you?
Of course not. I'm gonna watch him like a hawk.
All right, buddy, let's get this truck back. Time is money.
Okay, I'll pull the truck out, buddy.
Buddy.
Yeah, buddy?
How long does it take for cement to, say, dry?
I don't know, about 72 hours. Why, buddy?
Because you guys started at the wrong end of the driveway, and you can't drive over wet cement, buddy. Gotta go.
I haven't figured it out yet, but I know this is your fault. You know how much money it's going to cost us to keep this truck for another 3 days?
Well, no, not yet, but let's crunch some numbers.
Let's crunch some numbers.
My watch!
We're going to run the mixer. The cement's going to harden. Give me those keys.
Yes. I'm a bird. I'm soaring through a quiet tunnel.
Stephanie, I found a new hobby. You want to see?
Sure, why not?
I'm collecting leaves.
What are you, nuts?
This is just from the backyard. I still have the front yard to do.
Look at this. It's all over my stuff.
Hey, those are the ones with the little bugs on them.
Bugs? That's it. Dumb hobby coming down.
Oh, yeah?
That was my shoe.
And that was the other one.
Okay, fine. Fine, here's Mr. Piggly Wiggly.
Here's Mr. Piggly and your little bunny. And Teddy.
I don't believe it. Here he comes again.
Oh, you're in here.
He's hoovered us out of every room in the house.
Don't mind me. Excuse me. Thanks.
Dad, I really need to talk to Steve.
Oh, go ahead and talk. I'm just counting down to the next back change.
Well, don't let us bother you.
DJ!
Dad! Stephanie's throwing my hobby out the window.
I had to. I need a leaf blower just to get to my bed. She's crazy.
I am not.
Oh, yeah? Then why didn't you throw Mr. Bear out the window?
Because I couldn't lift your desk.
Why did you have your leaves out?
Girls, hello! I am not in the mood for this, all right? First thing you're gonna do, you're gonna rake up the leaves, and then you're gonna rake up the bears, and then you're gonna kiss, and you're gonna hug, and you're gonna apologize because you're sisters and you love each other, okay? Case closed. Thanks.
Boy, you really streamlined that dad talk.
Yeah, we got off pretty easy.
Look at the mess in here!
Maybe not.
Look how low we've sunk just to get some privacy. Sitting in this grungy truck when we could be sitting in my grungy apartment.
You know, I've never noticed that before.
What?
The way your nostrils flare when you get angry. It's kind of sexy.
Really?
Well, to a point.
Worse than ground leaves in a carpet?
Yep.
My kitchen! Joey, do something! I'll try to keep it from spreading. You can't get off the chute. Are you sure? Get a bowl! Get a bowl!
Good.
Oh, no!
Here, I got a bowl.
Emotional attachment to the drawer?
No, I mean, I like it, but I...
I'm going down!
You know, this broom is not working.
Turn off the truck!
Turn off the... the truck run night. Think of that. You know, it's weird when your adrenaline is running like this. You forget the most obvious thing that you could be doing.
The truck, Dad.
The truck. Turn off the truck. That's what I'll do. Oh. Oh. Joey!
Sniff the minty woodlands. There. Now, aren't we calm and placid?
Dad, I know I've been saying this a lot lately, but I'm really, really sorry.
I know you are, Deej.
And no matter how long it takes, I'm going to pay you back for that mess.
Oh, I know you will. We'll work out something, but right now there's something else that we have to work out first.
What did I do now?
Well, actually, it's something that I did. I don't know if you noticed, but I was kind of following you around with a vacuum cleaner today.
That was you.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really respect your privacy, so in a way, I think I kind of forced you and Steve into that cement truck. What I really wanted to do was just talk to you about what I was feeling last night at Steve's apartment.
Dad, I knew what you were feeling. Steve's whole building knew what you were feeling.
Maybe I overreacted just a tad, huh?
Dad, I tried to explain to you, but you wouldn't listen to me. You were treating me like I was a little kid again.
I know. I'm really sorry, Deej. All I kept thinking about was Kathy Santoni, a girl your age, having a baby. And then I saw you and Steve on the couch.
You saw us?
Well, briefly, until the chair gave out.
Dad, nothing happened.
I know. Everything's just getting so complicated. I mean, you're a young woman now. You're in a serious relationship with a boy, and he's got his own apartment. I guess if your mom were around, things would be a lot easier.
Dad, you're doing fine. You don't have to worry. I'm not Kathy Santoni. Dad, there are so many things that I want to do and see before I get married and have a family.
This is so nice to hear. We should have these talks more often.
Anytime, Dad.
I love you.
I love you too. Oh, one more thing about Steve's apartment.
No, it's okay. You can go. I trust you. As long as you're back by curfew, all right?
Thanks, Dad. That's great. Okay. But what I was gonna say is, Steve's landlord says you owe him $30 for that chair you broke.
What? That piece of junk?
Full House will be right back.
Don't move.
Don't move? Where the heck am I going?
Hey, I found something.
What?
Look at this.
That's my watch. It still works.